Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And this microphone cord is in the wrong spot. All right. Hey, welcome to the wrestling podcast where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with, the wrestling you need to watch now, and stuff. And we're having a bit of a lover's quarrel right before this. In between episodes here. But everything is all right. And nothing would make us feel better, okay, about our lot in life. Then if you went to patreon.com/doubledropkick and
nothing
supported the show.
Make me feel better.
But support the show, whether it's $1 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month. There's different rewards for that. Those are getting ready to change here in a little bit. So
I love that you said to me before we started today, I don't want to do like other podcasts.
We've recorded two episodes today already, and you said we need to mix it up, pepper it. Well, we've been doing that stuff at the end. This time I thought first 2 minutes.
Calm down. You always get mad about everything.
I ain't mad.
You are mad.
I ain't mad. I'm passionate.
You ain't mad.
All right, here we go. You know something I'm passionate about. Listen, wherever you're at listening to this, whether you're listening to it on your mobile device, whether you're listening to it on your computer, whether you're...
Lord have mercy, that's gold right there. I'm not calling them.
Hey, don't touch that stuff. Mark's knocking down all the stuff down in the basement, all our family records. And anyway, I lost my train of thought. We're in the midst of the greatest wrestling fantasy tournament in the history of mankind. It's a 64-man tournament. We're in our third set of 16 men getting down to that final eight.
I'm hoping we can knock these next two out pretty quick.
Yes, me too. So our first match on this episode.
Some of these I think are going to be easy.
Yes, I agree. Sting and Kerry Von Erich.
Kerry Von Erich is great.
Yes.
The problem with Kerry Von Erich is he was not always dependable.
Yes.
Sting, while... quote unquote, not the best worker of all time, even though people use that term and I don't think they know what a worker is.
Right.
But that's the what people that don't know. They, like, Sting had good matches with the right opponent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can get that with that next
match.
Yes. First of all, he's going to have a good opponent and it's going to be a different scenario.
Yes.
And he's dependable. I can promise you that if Sting says he's going to be there, he's going to be there. He's going to show up.
And I think, looking forward, I think in my mind, I'm going to book something. And for once, we're going to make all – and this is what I want to make all those fans happy. All those smart marks.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've seen your cards and I've seen your letters and every bad thing you want to say. And we're going to – in a couple of episodes, we're going to –
we're going to get the shovel out, boys.
So here we go. The next match, Triple H and The Miz.
This is so easy. Triple H obviously beats The Miz.
Although The Miz – doing some of his best work these days, in my opinion.
He's what I've seen. He's been doing good. I think him with his putting his wife with him was a great, great idea.
I think so. I don't know when this is. I don't know when we're releasing these episodes. We're recording this January 5th, and The Miz lost the Intercontinental title to Dean Ambrose. I think the real test for The Miz, okay, or any wrestler. The real test, what I want to see from The Miz is, can he make me care about him if he's not carrying a title? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Does he have to have a title to be in the picture? Does he have to have a title to be over? And so I'm interested to see what happens with all that. Our next match, Junkyard Dog and Kurt Angle.
I want to hear your take, then I'm going to tell you how I book it.
I think Kurt Angle wins.
Of course you do.
That's
what everybody thinks. Okay. Kurt Angle should win.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, a couple of things. Number one, JYD is one of the most charismatic wrestlers of all time.
He really is. He really is.
Second of all, I agree with Bill Watts. I didn't ask you to tell me what he can't do. I need for you to find out what he can do.
I didn't tell you what he... I didn't.
Kurt Angle, JYD is going to go down kind of like AJ Styles and Andre the Giant went down. Kurt Angle's going to go out there and tie him in a knot, and the bell's going to ring, and he's going to run across the ring, and JYD is going to pick him up, throw him on his shoulders, and hit him with a thump and pin him, and it's going to be the shortest match in the tournament because everybody's going to expect Kurt Angle to tie JYD in a knot, and JYD's just going to hit him with that big thump because that's all he needs is that big thump, and I'm going to have JYD moving ahead in my tournament because it'll be cool. And it'll be exciting.
And it will get a pop.
Yeah, because you're about to think, oh man, Kurt Angle, he's gonna go
just
out
like
here and
I
do
did.
This and that. Yeah, right.
And I would see. I gotta. You are at a depth in your thinking. That's the difference between you and me. Okay.
Ah.
Shut up. Shut up. All I do is hit record, manage a website, upload stuff. That's all I do. We have our roles. Listen, can I say this? All right, I mean this in all sincerity. The man is available. This man, my friend, my best friend, my brother, since we were 5 years old, kindergarten, this man's available. He is one of the most...
When Heath was 5 years old, his glasses were so thick, he looked into the future.
See, that's
2017. But he did have that patch over one eye, so he could only see half of the future.
That's a double lie. I never had a patch. That was Tom
that's
Martin.
Right, that was Tom.
Number two, I didn't get glasses until second grade.
And as soon as you put them on, you went, "Woo, boy, I can't wait to 2017, boy."
But I'm telling you, this man, Mark Whitman, you hear his ideas here. He is an untapped. He's the biggest unsigned talent in wrestling.
I don't know about that.
I know about that.
But my thing is, like, it's so easy to say Kurt Angle's a better wrestler than JYD. That's not how wrestling is booked.
Right. See, sometimes
if it was the best,
right,
who can do everything?
Kurt Angle would have never lost.
Right. Brock Lesnar would never lose.
Right.
Man, who's going to beat Andre? You think Hulk Hogan body slams Andre the Giant if Andre the Giant doesn't want him to?
Yeah. Andre the Giant said, "Slam, boss," and there you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wrestling is a work, and the sooner people realize that it is a work and it is a con, then they'll start making money. Until they understand the work of wrestling and the con of wrestling, you can forget making money.
Yeah.
If you don't understand the con and the work, never mind, I'm not going to get into something. But
right, no.
Until you are committed,
yeah,
to certain things and certain aspects of the business, till you are committed enough to make people believe, they won't.
So part of the thing is I think people think they're smart because they know it's a work in that the winner is predetermined. But wrestling is so much... And I'm just coming into this knowledge of wrestling being, when you talk about it's a work, that is such a deeper trail than people even realize.
Yeah. Not me. I mean, I've always known it. But anyway, that's why JYD goes over Kurt Angle.
So
even though JYD can't work.
Hey, he worked in front of sold
out. Let me ask you a question. I heard Honky Tonk Man say this. Jeff Hardy got a, I don't know what all kind of health problems he's got.
Yeah.
With his body falling off stuff, breaking his hips, breaking his leg. Why would you want to be like him when Hulk Hogan's a multimillionaire from putting his hands up to his ear? And Steve Austin's a multimillionaire from throwing his fingers up in the air and drinking beer. And and The Rock is the biggest movie star in the world because he pushed his eyebrow up in the air and dropped that crappy looking elbow.
Yeah.
You don't think that's work?
Yes.
You don't think that now I get it, Steve Austin's got health problems, but those came along
right
because of an injury.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that other guys, that Hulk Hogan doesn't have health problems
right
with his back, but what I mean is they're millionaires.
Yeah.
And Jeff Hardy's probably 100,000 there.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And they didn't have to do all that.
Right. Right.
So who would you rather be? Who would you whose bank account would you rather have? The Rock's or Jeff Hardy's?
Dwayne Johnson versus The Rock, who wins? Somebody asked to post that the other day.
What?
I deleted it.
Thank you.
Next match is Randy Savage and Rusev. I shudder to say what I want to say because Mark's going to be like, oh, no, I got this whole thing worked out. I don't know because now I'm interested in the Rusev-JYD second round match. But I also think Randy Savage has got a chance to go pretty far in this tournament.
Well, Randy Savage is one of the greatest of all time for a reason. Just like we talked about Steamboat being too good, Randy Savage was too good in another way, and that everything he did looked real.
Yes.
If he looked like he was – if you watch his promos, you think his eyes are fixing to pop out of socket and his head's fixing to explode, and that when he was going after somebody in a ring, he went after them like he was trying to kill them with a wild look in his eye.
Yeah.
And his stuff didn't look smooth, except for that elbow drop, which is still to this day, you can keep CM Punk, you can keep Shawn Michaels. They don't nobody drop a top rope elbow like Randy Savage.
That's right.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Forget it. Nobody else does it as fluid and as smooth and gets to the top. Nobody else can hit a DDT like Jake Roberts.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Forget it. Nobody does it as beautifully as Jake Roberts does.
Yeah. So
and
smooth.
Nobody dropped an elbow like Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I agree. To me, that's not even a question, Randy Savage over Rusev. Because you said, I want to see JYD and Rusev. I want to see the Randy Savage JYD fight.
Yeah. No, I didn't say, I said I could picture the Rusev JYD fight, but for me, I.
Oh, no, no, no. But what I mean is, like you mentioned, that what I'm saying is, I see JYD on one side of the ring who's just beat Kurt Angle in 30 seconds, and Randy Savage is a nut, and I see them just, and you can see the camera shaking from them walking around each other.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when these two guys hit each other? And it's not going to be a long match, not going to be a great match, but we'll get there later.
Yeah.
Interested to get your thoughts, and then I'm going to book Dusty and Terry.
The next match, and we both popped. When we got to this point, again, this tournament is a blind draw. Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk, one of the greatest ongoing rivalries, decades it went. I regret they did a bull rope match
in Spartanburg.
And I
know it.
I regret not going.
Me too.
We could have made.
They ran a lot of shit. Dusty Rhodes ran Spartanburg a good bit. That Turnbuckle Classics was Dusty's promotion. And he brought a lot of guys in when they could still wrestle. So how do you book it? Then I'm going to tell you my thoughts. I'll tell you every way that you're wrong and how I'm right in every way. So please, what do you do?
It doesn't matter what I say.
It doesn't. Go ahead. Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk. What do you got? Who you got? Both of them in their prime.
I mean, I just see these guys just having a great brawl. Great. There's some comedy spots. I mean, with Terry, this is a match we've seen. And I got to think going forward, I see who's the possibility, and there's a match that I'm desperate to see. And so I got to book Dusty Rhodes. I got, because of who I see ahead of him, I would pick Dusty Rhodes.
Okay, who you see ahead of him, go ahead and tell everybody.
All right.
So I can tell them why they're not going to get that match.
Okay. Well, and this is the great thing about wrestling. We all have different tastes. We all have different things. So the next match is the British Bulldog and John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena, I would put him over the British Bulldog.
Okay, so I don't disagree. John Cena.
Okay.
All right, the next round, Duggan and Martel.
Wait a minute. We got to finish our
thought. That's because Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk will always main event in my book.
Gotcha.
Duggan and Martel.
I got to go I'm going night. I don't know, man. That's
I agree with where you're going, by the way.
Rick Martel.
Yes.
I got to go with Rick
Martel.
Rick Martel carried a company for 4 years.
I'm agreeing with you because I know who the next matchup is. Yeah. And I think that he'll get a better match.
Yes. And the next match is Hulk Hogan and Daniel
Bryan. And to me, that's not a question.
It is not a question.
That's Hulk Hogan. I mean, I'm sorry. I like Daniel Bryan too. Hulk Hogan drew more money in 1 year than Daniel Bryan drew in his whole career.
Right.
Hulk Hogan made more money in 1 year than Daniel Bryan made in his whole career. And I don't care that you think because Daniel Bryan can flip and flop and fly all over the place that he's better than Hulk Hogan. He's not. If you think he is, right, you don't understand the work of wrestling. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah. And I was once when we were writing down the names, I even popped. I said it. During the 80s, all the magazines was always talking, who's better, Ric Flair, Rick Martel, or Hulk Hogan? Uh-huh. There's actually, uh-huh, I got a pull-out poster.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
it had, like, all the guys, and it was like, this what we're doing. It was kind of a fantasy tournament.
And so that's a match I've always wanted. Not a match I've always wanted to see, but we
it is. It'll be a good match.
Yeah.
Rick Martel's a let me clarify something, because Rick Martel is a really good.
Let me just tell
worker.
You, your days of disparaging Rick Martel ancestry are over.
I still I don't remember what happened. We were naming off something.
Strike Force.
And you came up with, and you threw Rick Martel's name out as something.
It was over.
And it was funny when you did it, and I kind of picked at you about it. But I think.
Whoa. You kind of picked at me about it for 3 years. Hey, we're coming up. It's our birthday in a month.
It is.
3 years, man.
All right. So now let me tell you what's
Let's go back. Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk. Tell me. Sell it to me, my friend.
These guys are going to do what Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk do.
Yes.
And it's going to spill out of the ring, and they're both going to be bleeding, and they're both going to be brawling. And they're both going to get counted out. And John Cena's going to get a bye into the next round. And there's a reason. Number one, I have to protect Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk. And number two, if I want to sell my final pay-per-view with the final match of this tournament, when I put the semi-main event as Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk in a steel cage, people are going to want to pay to see that.
Said it before, say it again. That's a level of booking, thinking long term, thinking, you know.
And I haven't done that anywhere else in my turn.
No.
I haven't had a double disqualification.
No.
I haven't had a count. We haven't had double count outs where anybody gets a bye.
Right.
But now John Cena is going to get a bye into the next round.
And I cannot wait.
Because he deserves it.
I cannot wait to hear all the fans putting us in that same category.
I can't believe Cena can't work. I can't believe y'all did that. Y'all pushing him down our throat. Yeah, I sure am.
Listen, let me tell you, John Cena, he's getting a bye.
You know who disagrees with you if you say that?
Who's that?
Steve Austin.
Let me tell you, John Cena, the longer
You know who else disagrees with you if you say that?
Heath Mulligan.
Ric Flair.
John Cena, the longer we keep him in this tournament, he's making media appearances at 5 o'clock in the morning. He's going to children's hospitals. He's doing everything we ask of him. All those extracurricular things that most guys hate doing.
Yeah.
John Cena, at some point in his career.
When the rest are in the back laughing and smoking, John Cena's out, are laughing and joking. Cena's out front cooking and smoking.
No, when the rest are in their beds. Sleeping and dreaming, John Cena's on the Today Show laughing and scheming.
That's right.
So here we go. So moving on.
That's it.
These are the matches you're going to get. Sting and Triple H. Yeah. Excited to talk about that with you. Junkyard Dog and Randy Savage. Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk went to a double count out, so John Cena gets a bye into what's going to be the Sweet 16, and then our final matchup coming out of this particular bracket. Rick Martel and Hulk Hogan will be matching up. So we've got one more bracket of 16 to do, and then we're going to
Those are going to go pretty quick, and then we're going to go eat.
Yes, yes. So we got one more bracket to do. So, hey, make sure DoubleDropKick.com is where you can go listen to all of our episodes. You can support the show. You can click on a banner. You can do, you can change the world. Dollar Shave Club. You can do that. Support the show. We know you need razors. I've seen your face, people. You need to shave. You don't look as good with a beard as Mark Whitman and Heath Mulligan. Let me tell you.
I've got a beard now.
You listen, your beard is at a point that I don't have the guts to let mine get to, okay?
And you're probably not lazy enough to let yours get this far.
You can talk to us on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulligan.
I'm at the DDK Show.
If you're listening to this and you don't know about our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, it is the greatest wrestling group on Facebook. The numbers say so. And I've got the belt, and I'm the dealer, and it's because I say so. And if you don't like it, I will block you as well. So we got one more bracket to do, and then I don't know where we're going for lunch today, but it's been a great day. We still got to talk some 1988 WCW. A lot happening today. So I got a lot of comments about our best of 2016. A two-minute episode. Some people were really mad. Some people thought it was great. If you haven't listened.
Who all did you hear from? I haven't heard anything.
I heard from a pastor friend. Who downloads the he hates wrestling, but as a favor, he downloads the show every week because he cares.
Right.
Okay, and matter of fact, this week on one of the episodes we're going to record, he said, "I'm going to write you a 5-star review," and we're going to read it because our non wrestling episodes, where we talk about movies, he loves those.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that.
So we're going to be reading his review.
So he was upset that we didn't.
No, he's like, why did you do this? But if you haven't listened to that episode, this is not the episode we're doing right now. Not a long episode, but a little bit longer than the best of 2016. So, hey, thanks for listening. We're excited to be a part doing this fantasy tournament because it's the greatest thing in human history. So, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulligan.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.